You know, Edna Lewis was called the Grand Dame of Southern cooking so many times, the words are literally etched into her gravestone. So no one disputes that honor, but it did make us think, you know, she grew up with such a particular version of Southern cuisine in Central Virginia, and we wanted to know more about that region. So we called on the culinary historian Jessica Harris to fill us in. Hey, Jessica. Great to talk with you.
It's lovely to be back, Francis.
So I want to start actually by referencing a story which you probably know. But there's a story where William Faulkner walked into the restaurant where Edna Lewis was the chef at the time in New York City, Cafe Nicholson. Mm-hmm. And he ate her chocolate souffle and then asked her if she had learned to cook in Paris. And actually, Miss Edna's sister, Ruth, told me, no, she learned to make that souffle from our mother. So speaking of Miss Edna's mother, right, here's this woman who's the daughter of an enslaved man who was making these exquisite French souffles at home. So it really led me to think, like, can you tell us about the black food of Central Virginia back then? Because that's not, I think, what a lot of people would have expected.
Well, I think that there are a variety of things to remember. I don't necessarily know what Miss Edna's parents might have done. But never forget that African Americans who were in service cooked, and they cooked not only African American meals, but they cooked things that were eaten by the families for whom they were in, or to whom they were in service. Mm-hmm. Therefore, having a much wider culinary repertoire.
And so did that breadth of cooking really mark this region?
Well, I think it did in a way. I mean, my mother's people are from Virginia. Mm. Not the same part of Virginia, I don't believe, as Miss Edna. I've never really looked that up. I probably should. But one of the things that I know about my grandmother is she just cooked a wide range of things. I mean, she was a rôtisseuse, if there's such a term. You know, she could roast anything brilliantly, beautifully, not what people think of normally. She made preserves. When I looked at some of Miss Edna's early cookbooks, they were things that sounded like my grandmother's food. But it also comes out of Virginia's culinary history.
Oh, with Jefferson being this big Francophile, and is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, I think that's certainly a part of it. But if you think of, you know, the, what do they call them in Virginia? The FFV, the First Families of Virginia. You know, if you think of all of those folks of that kind of emulation of European, of that desire to be patrician, of all of those kinds of things that were in effect, it really would be in effect on both sides of the racial divide, culinarily, anyhow.
So what are some of the differences in the Southern food that Miss Edna grew up with and what we, I think, more stereotypically think of as being Southern food?
Well, I think they overlap. I think the food that Miss Edna grew up with, because she lived in an agricultural, seasonally inflected universe, was very local, very local. We talk about the kind of cooking that she did, which was very, for want of a better term, sophisticated. Mm-hmm. But I mean, sophisticated in its simplicity. The sophistication of Miss Edna's food is that it's simple and simply beautifully done. It is about the manner in which it is cooked. It is about the ingredients. It is about all of that. Mm-hmm. Now, that inflects in various different ways throughout the South. I'll never forget speaking with Leah Chase in New Orleans, and Mrs. Chase simply said, you know, Creoles are ticky about what they put in their pots. Okay? They are. They're very, very picky about what goes into the various dishes. African Americans have not always had the ability to be as ticky or picky about what goes into the pots. Mm. And sometimes then that makes for a different kind of cooking, to the degree that you have choice, to the degree that you have ability, to the degree that you have variations or things that you can grow, raise, all of that.
Right.
The best of the best is what you serve. when those things go awry, when those things aren't quite as universal as one might hope, then you get other kinds of food. Then you get other kinds of cooking. Then you get that stuff that I call hard scrabble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother was Virginia. My father was upcountry Georgia. That always played out at the dinner table. My dad was the chitlin man, the collard greens, the hog maws, all of those things. My mother was the, you know, roast pork with cracklins and, you know, stuff like that. So you get divergence.
Mm. Right.
But it's always the best of what you can serve.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Jessica. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
That was Jessica B. Harris, author of many books, the latest called My Soul Looks Back. And fun fact about her, the National Museum of African American History and Culture actually called on her to define the different regions of black cooking for their exhibit and restaurant.